and welcome to Windows on the World. And we're coming to you from the UK. Very interesting guest for you today. But first, I thought I might share with you something you may well not have seen. This is from the UK Guardian, and it is quite typical of the subversive and more than irritating crap that they put out every day of the week. But listen to this. You're going to love this one. It's about Donald Trump, and the headline is, Trump has not been repudiated. A Biden presidency would face opposition at every level. There's attitude. ...2016 has not been undone. There is nothing in the result to expiate the humiliation of the last 4 years. The disgrace, vulgarity, and illegality. Well, that's a very wide statement, isn't it? Even if it says, even if Joe Biden is ultimately sworn in as president, in fact, not the great world will be hard for Biden's supporters to come to terms with. So, but it shows you what we are actually having to go through in the UK. So my guest today, without further ado, is Kieran Boyle. And Kieran is in the north of Ireland and has been doing some very sterling work. And we're going to be talking to Kieran all about what he's been doing and basically what's happening on this side of the pond. So, Kieran, are you there?
Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. I've got a bit of a problem with the sound at my end. I can hear you, but I don't think it's very loud. So I'll have to strain. So if I cut in and cut over you, please excuse me. It might mean that I can't hear what you've just said, but I will strain in my ears. So, Kieran, can you tell the listener a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing in Northern Ireland?
Well, Mark, I'm a bit of a rebel, if you want to call me that. I came from a family that were involved in the war in Northern Ireland. My father, he was a prisoner. He was an IRA prisoner. And I think it came from that. I think I always had that on me, where when anything happened that I disagreed with, I always stood up and told the truth. So I made enemies from it, but it's something that that's intrinsically set inside my mind. And I just kind of came from there. I woke up back in 2007 or 6, and I seen the world for what it really is. And since then, I've been doing a lot of research. And when I revealed to myself the gravity of the situation we're living in, I started saying somebody needs to act. And I would say in Northern Ireland, in my town particularly, where I live, it's a population of 20,000 people. I would say I'm probably the only one in that town that has been exposing this stuff from the very beginning back the last 10 years. I'm not so mad anymore, Mark. People are starting to wake up. People are seeing the deception, and I'm beginning to see a bigger audience. So it's all good. I have a YouTube channel at the minute, a new YouTube channel. My previous one was deleted. I can talk about that when you want, but I'm just trying to get the word out, Mark. There's a lot of issues, and whatever you want to talk about, I'm ready.
Well, that's great. I think the YouTube thing is quite significant, because when that all started off and it was Google Video, it was really quite an interesting platform. And over the years, it grew and people got more and more used to it. And of course, it was all about control in the end. And it's become one of the most draconian platforms on the whole internet. And I think you've had several problems with them. I seem to get strikes and they take my videos down, often videos from the past, from years ago. And it is a major problem because a lot of people still engage with that platform. But a thing is, what I'd like to bring up at the beginning is everyone's saying, well, go over to brand new YouTube. But that's owned by Google, isn't it? Because you've just been pulled off both of them, right?
Well, here's a revelation, people. If you think brand YouTube or freedom of speech, you're wrong, because I had my YouTube channel taken down, and all the videos I had on YouTube were transferred over to brand YouTube. And the minute that I lost my channel, all the videos were removed from brand YouTube. Now, what else did I see? I seen a post from the owners of brand YouTube, and they said that the police have advised them to take down any videos that have hate speech involved, hate speech and things that are harming to other people. So that means anything that goes against the narrative or anything that's absolutely the truth.
It's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Because when we look at what hate speech is defined as, it's basically anything that the accepted corridor of opinion does not agree with. It's nothing to do with hate speech. It's basically things that are outside the accepted corridor of opinion. And this is a huge problem. And of course, this is really what we're all trying to get over and get onto the other side of, because the big problem is that we're up against people who've been conditioned into a system which they know little about. They don't even know what kind of system they're in. They may say, oh, this is Nazism or fascism, but that's not absolutely correct, because what it actually is communitarianism, totalitarianism, but technocracy. Because communitarianism is the way it all works within this community engagement. In other words, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Why are you so full of hate? Because you're disagreeing with what we say, and we are the community. So the idea is that we have to set up our own idea of what a community is, which is what I found very interesting about what you're doing. And also, I think it's why you're coming up against a lot of kind of problems, because when you are seen as somebody who might be able to lead people or influence people, then you are marginalized and attacked by this system. I know, because it's happened to me over many years, and it's actually very predictable the way it's done. But the problem is that if you get chucked off these platforms, it becomes very difficult to build it back up again. So I always say to our listeners, for instance, please subscribe to us on Spreaker. If you like our Sunday shows, go to our Sunday shows at winnersontheworld.net and subscribe on Spreaker. Go to the website, because one day I won't be on YouTube, and it'd be a real shame, and I'd miss a lot of people, because everyone's got a bit lazy and still goes there. BitChute was another option, but I didn't find that very useful, and all my videos were getting uploaded to both YouTube and BitChute from this Spreaker platform, but then all of a sudden they stopped getting uploaded to BitChute, and all this stuff's incredibly time consuming, so it is very problematic. But now let's get on to what you've been doing, because that is very important and very interesting. So in Northern Ireland, we have groups of people who are forming their own groups, their own community is actually coming together, and people are having a bit of a voice. Now, we've got that on the mainland, or Britain, or England.
It depends on where you are in the country, of course, because for our listeners across the pond, we are quite a small island of Scotland, England, and Wales, and of course Ireland being the island of Ireland. And we do have a big problem in England with suppression through all forms of authority. In other words, there is an allowed voice of fake dissent. So in other words, if you're not doing anything that's going to go anywhere, you'll be allowed to speak. If you're doing something that's going to have any effect, you will be jumped upon straight away. So bearing that in mind, tell us about what you're doing in Ireland, Kieran.
Okay, it's very difficult. It's very messy at the minute. But, we are a group of people, sovereign people, that made up, that have the same ideas and the same vision. And our vision is to bring communities together, to bring them outside of the system, and to build around that. Now, the way we're doing it is we're using equity law. Now, I can't tell you everything.
Well, please don't, Kieran. Please keep your cards to your chest. I was just talking in very general terms in that you've been having some speeches and speakers and you've been making some points. That was the sort of thing I wasn't asking you to reveal what your strategy was, because I wouldn't recommend that either. I certainly keep my strategy close to my chest.
Yeah, I understand. I wasn't going to expose anything in a way. What I was going to say is... Well, we are using that kind of system. We're trying to help ourselves in a different way, but we're also doing speech talks. We're doing local talks. And the reason we're doing that is because we want to wake people up and recruit people. Recruit people to start understanding what it is that's really going on. We want them to understand that the political leaders are all telling them lies and they're leading them down the wrong direction. They're leading them down to totalitarianism. Even the police, were even thanking the police when they turn up. I mean, the police came on Sunday to there was a protest. They were talking for freedom and for anti-vaccination and anti-lockdown and the scamdemic, if you like. And the police came in their 40s. There was maybe 50 police. They were surrounding every one of us. I went over and talked with one. He told me that only 15 people were allowed to congregate in the square. I asked him why. He said because of the social distancing and the new guidance. So I replied by saying that this is not a law. Am I right? And he couldn't answer me because I am right. This is not a law. This is just guidance. And the police are going against their protocol. They should not be enforcing these kind of laws. It takes the freedom, people's freedoms away, freedom of movement, freedom of speech, and all other freedoms. We in the south of Ireland have an alien. Is that the word?
Inalienable. Is it inalienable?
Inalienable law in the south of Ireland, which is the Republic of Ireland.
Yes.
Which gives us the right to travel. We cannot be stopped unless we commit a crime, unless there's good reason. So anybody that's driving on the roads that are stopped by Gardaí are being stopped illegally. Our inalienable rights are being tramped on. Ireland has...
This is a very good point, Kieran. I think we can bring this up during the show, but carry on. I'm going to come in with that in a minute. Just finish off what you were saying.
So the unalienable rights are in the Irish Constitution. That means they overwrite everything, no matter what it is, pandemic, anything. So we have them by the, I don't know if I use any bad words, but we really do have them if it comes to a court case where we're brought to court for having our freedom to travel in our own country. Now, this Northern Ireland and the place where I originate, Strabane, it has the biggest cases between it and Derry, have the biggest cases of COVID-19 in the whole of Northern Ireland. Now, what's very strange is that the police are not stopping anybody. People are getting on with their day, but the only thing they've done is they've closed all pubs, all restaurants, almost the same as England, but they're not stopping people. They're not harassing people. They're not harassing people in the south of Ireland, where I'm at, in Donegal. And I have not been stopped once in the last few weeks since they implemented a level 5 lockdown. So it's very strange that the police are even pulling back slightly. And I think maybe they understand that it's not as the gravity of the situation is not as bad as first thought. And the previous lockdown. So very, very strange, Mark.
I think that's a good point because I think it's kind of wearing off. I mean, this talk of lockdown, I've noticed today where I am, I'm glad they've stopped, but we had a lot of fireworks going on out here and people outside, and we're in the middle of the country here. So I think people aren't taking it as seriously, and why should they? I mean, if people aren't really getting a handle on this now, then it's a bit worrying. But What is more worrying to me is what's being installed alongside it. All of this technocracy and the technology that is being put in as we are on these series of lockdowns and, in my view, distractions. I was reading today, a friend of mine, Jill, who was on last week, a very good researcher from Oxford in the UK, she actually sent me some information from a person who works for one of the big supermarkets in the UK. And this document said that they were going to be fitting these cameras, which basically would beep when people weren't wearing face masks. But also, he was saying, under their new public liability insurance, they would have to have heat sensors and people would have to be tracked and traced around the store with these recognition and heat sensor cameras. Now, this is quite unbelievable. And a year ago, you wouldn't have thought this was possible. But all of this stuff is coming in on the back of what's going on. And the more they lock down, we are now being told in the UK that we're going to have a third lockdown, that January is going to be a lockdown as well. So the thing is that the longer this goes on, the more problematic it is, because more people are going out of business and more of this technology is being installed. And people, in my view, seem to be becoming very compliant here, which is worrying.
Yeah, it's very worrying. And can I throw a couple of statistics, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Over in London, we have the highest suicide rate in recorded history in London. And that was in the first 6 weeks of the previous lockdown, Mark. The mainstream media are stopping people from hearing the real stories. Northern Ireland, I talked to a member of parliament from Northern Ireland, an MLA, and I talked to him last week. I told him my concerns that the lockdown will cause more harm than good. He agreed that he doesn't accept it. I said, I'm asking him to go in and challenge it, but he's red in the face. He's embarrassed. He's putting his, he's looking down at the ground. He even told me that Northern Ireland's suicide rate has went up dramatically. Now, I'll give you an example of Northern Ireland's suicide. There's a place in Northern Ireland called Ardown. It's in Belfast. If anybody remembers back to the Holy Cross School in Northern Ireland when the sectarian attacks on Catholic children, they were being spat on. They were having piss thrown over them. They were being intimidated, scared. That same area, now that area in Northern Ireland has the highest suicide rate in, probably in Europe, in my opinion. I done my thesis and when I done my degree in 2013. And what I found was that two young people per month mainly kill themselves in that area. And that would bring the suicides in Northern Ireland as a way above the average anywhere else. But now it's way above the average of the suicide in Northern Ireland. So these people are accepting all of these draconian measures that they know, they consciously know that are going to kill people. And I'm sending them all of the details. I sent them a massive amount of evidence. I sent you it as well, I think, Mark. And
yeah, we'll come back with that after the break, Kieran. So much to talk about. A little break from the US elections for anyone who wants to tune in to what's happening in the UK. See you in a couple of minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The first time I kissed Julianne in a Chevy van, it was my old man's. It was George Strait's Baby Blue. And when she moved back to San Jose, it was Missing You and Purple Rain that I leaned on to get me through.
You can hear us out there. That's great. We're with Kieran Boyle today, and we're talking about what's going on in Ireland, both the North and the South. We've had a little perspective from both sides today, because Kieran travels around. You're originally from Northern Ireland, aren't you, Kieran?
Yeah, originally from Northern Ireland, and I'm living in Donegal, which is Republic of Ireland.
That's right. So you're cross-border referencing. So we're getting a bit of information about what's going on. And I'm pretty impressed, actually, with the way that you've been handling everything and getting organized, because in England, we have people who kind of throw ideas around and they make a lot of sound bites. And I've been seeing this for the past 15 years. People get sucked into dead ends. And I've always said that the key to this is we mirror what the globalists are doing. In other words, they think global and act local. So we have to act local and think global. And unless people know what this is really about, then they're going to have a problem in the way they approach it. So we can't actually have any effect within our own local area unless we know what we're up against. And this is the key to it all. So I've always said that local action was the real key to everything, which is why I'm interested in what you're doing. And I think Ireland is very interesting to a lot of people because obviously quite a turbulent history and a place that is used to infiltration and subversion. And I think that's a very good point because in England, people are so easily led. And I think you have a little bit more shrewdness because of previous experiences, which I find very interesting. So, yeah, just carry on with what you were saying before the break. You were talking about some statistics. And, okay, I've just found out that the sound is all right now. So, yeah, carry on with that. It's quite interesting.
Well, here we go. Now, I sent documents of evidence of suicide rates, of what social isolation does to people. Many, many documents. Sent it to 120 politicians in Northern Ireland. I got three replies. One of the replies was from a guy from the Ulster Unionist Party. They would have previously, or they are supposed to be the Catholics' enemies, but this guy seemed to be the only one waking up, and he says that more politicians are questioning what's going on, and he's trying to make some changes. So that was positive. Other ones called me a conspiracy theorist. I sent them documents from their own government websites, and I'm supposed to be a conspiracy theorist. So what I'm going to tell you now is very disturbing, Mark. I think your listeners may be interested. Over in Ireland here, we have an open window policy in schools. And just this week, we had a temperature of 4 degrees. 4 degrees. Almost freezing, right? And children were going in the school. The windows were left open in the class. Does your listeners want to know why they're opening the windows? I'm going to tell them. They're opening the windows because they want to ventilate the room in case COVID-19 affects the children. That is why they have the windows open. So they believe that ventilating the room by letting in all the cold is far more important than leaving children freezing cold is a lot more important than COVID-19. So what I say is, worldwide, we have an infection to death rate on children of 0%. It's something like 0.0001%. And these people are more worried about a virus that has an average age of infection to death rate of 82 years old. The children are asymptomatic. The children are not passing the virus on. There is no evidence in the whole of the world that children pass the virus on to adults. I was on a radio show today, Mark, and I was on the radio show. I expressed my concerns of children who may be living in poverty, and they may be coming from a home that does not have any money for heating, do not have money for coal. They're coming into school and they're hoping they can go in and be in a warm environment, and they're being brought in and told to wear their coats at school. In another school in the north of Ireland, the kids went in and they complained that it was cold. They wanted to put their coats on. What was the reply by the teacher? You're not allowed to wear your coats in class.
We'll have more of this after the break. Coming to you from the UK, and with Kieran Boyle is my guest today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Smart Windows coming to you from the UK. I'm talking to Kieran Boyle, having a very engaging conversation. All of our guests are very engaging. We like to bring you real people, real talk, real ideas, and possibly some solutions, because I think that's what this station's really about. And we are staying off the subject of the election today, because I'm sure that you have been keeping up with that, as we have in the UK. I gave you a little bit of a tidbit from the UK Guardian, which is a kind of, it's an indoctrination device for people of low intelligence who think they're clever. That's really what the UK Guardian is. And they were saying that, how is it possible to erase this terrible memory of Trump from our memory banks? Not a word against Biden, of course, which is kind of interesting, but very predictable, because we are talking about one narrative here. And if you're outside of it, then look out. I've been outside of it many times, as has my guest today, Kieran Boyle. Kieran, just in the break, I was looking at the BBC website, because I had a very interesting article. If we don't get onto it today, I'll get onto it on Thursday, about what they're using as an excuse to get us out of the countryside and not having any contact with animals or meat, which is this threat of zoonotic diseases. In other words, we will not be able to allow We will not be allowed contact with animals at all because they might infect us. But on the BBC website, I had to laugh, Kieran, there is actually an article which says how to exercise safely outdoors. So this is how humanity has fallen. And just during the break, we were also talking about these people in masks, especially the police wearing masks. We had Essex police today raiding a gym in the UK, in Essex, the county of Essex in the UK, which is just on the other side of the Thames estuary from me. I'm in Kent. I can see Essex from here on a clear day, and it has been a beautifully clear day today. And what they were saying, the people who owned the gym, were that, well, we're staying open for our customers. And they started engaging with these police who were there to give them a fine and shut them down. But the police with these masks on really did look like empty vessels. They looked like they had had everything removed and there was not a brain cell on duty whatsoever. And I'm seeing more and more of this. I'm wondering whether it's oxygen deprivation from these masks, because if you put one of those N95 masks over your face, well, I don't know about you, but I immediately feel like I'm suffocating. I don't know how people can keep these things on. Have you ever worn a mask, Kieran?
Can I, Halloween, Mark?
Yeah.
Can I interject here? There was a German, study recently, a German scientist, who concluded that her testing of the mask would be detrimental to the cognitive abilities of children. Therefore, the lack of oxygen getting into the brain. So what you're saying, Mark, is maybe it is affecting the brain. That is what it's made for.
Absolutely. I mean, the only time I've ever worn one of those N95 masks, Kieran, was in a really polluted country. And the pollution sometimes gets so bad that you have to wear a mask, because it's not just the pollution, it's the dust. A mixture of dust and pollution can actually affect you really badly when you're in the traffic, especially when you're in the open air, in, say, a rickshaw or something like that. Now, we're talking about India here. And these roads where they've actually really got no tarmac. So basically, those places, sometimes it is advisable to wear those because of the particulates and the dust. But this is kind of incredible, because when I actually put one on my face as an experiment, I immediately felt like I was suffocating. And I've got pretty good breathing. So people who are breathing shallowly with these things on are putting their health in danger. And this is a thing the public don't seem to want to accept, that this mask wearing is to reduce their immunity and make them ill so that they are more susceptible to becoming a statistic for the cause, for the global action plan. And most people will not take that on board. And it's very, very difficult to get that over. But yes, I've seen those tests about the masks. And of course, they do actually restrict the oxygen intake. But you get these complete idiots who say, no, they don't. And then you get some paid for lobbyist doctor who agrees with them, which makes it even worse.
Oh, my God. Mark, the word idiot comes to mind. If you're covering your intake of oxygen, that means you're not getting enough oxygen. That's like one and one equals two, Mark. It's common sense. You cover your oxygen, you get less. It's as simple as that. It may be 4%, 5%. The point is, we're built as human beings to take in 100% oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. So what they're doing is they're lowering the immune system. They're hoping that in the winter months that people will catch infections, because they're also making people that haven't got a brain cell on active duty to wash your hands with a sanitizer, toxic sanitizer. That is going to cause more infections. And then we have the low immune system, which will make the infections even worse. Very, very difficult to come around from prolonged use of a face mask, Mark. There are people using them all day long in shops, and they're rubbing their faces, they're pulling their mask off and on, and they don't look comfortable, they're very unhappy. And if they think that's bad, wait until next year, Mark. If this continues, this scam, Next year, you're going to see a lot of sick people.
Yes. Well, I've actually got a report which is from, it's from a medical centre, and it's from a journalist in France. I'm just going to refer to it because it was incredibly interesting. They found that their swimming pool at this centre was showing signs of chlamydia, and they couldn't work out where it was coming from. So they thought it might be people having this germ on their face, you know, it might be on their faces after the wearing of the masks, and it might be something that's growing in the masks. What they found was even more shocking. The N95 masks that they got analysed actually had chlamydia on them, the new ones. So this is something that's really shocking. Now, those N95 masks do give off particulates. They're not really to be worn all the time. They are just if you're in a very dusty or dirty environment for maybe a few minutes. They're not meant to be worn all day. So I think this is a massive operation on so many levels, like leaving the windows open in the winter and making them wear masks. These people are going to get ill. These children are going to get ill. Yeah, and that stupid journalist talking to you, the way he sort of patronised you, it was interesting what happened because you gave him fact. He couldn't rebut it. So he tried to turn it round into this communitarian narrative that the children would then become super spreaders and infect the old people. And we have to care for the old people. So it's always about finding a victim, isn't it?
Yes, Mark. And if anybody knows, the statistics for infection of death rate of children is 0%. So right away, what he said was completely bullshit. Just on the masks here, there's a lot of people driving about in their vehicles with the mask on by themselves, Mark. Now, what does that tell people? That tells people that these people are completely brainwashed. They have no logic. They are unaware. Their awareness is out the window. And if you have a population of people that are driving in their vehicles with no one in there and a mask on, you have a big problem. That's the scary part, Mark. And when you talk about the Guardian saying that we need to forget about the Donald Trump whenever he was president, they also say you need to forget about Donald Trump not wearing a mask. You need to forget about hydroxychloroquine. You need to forget about fake news. That is a signal put into their subconscious that all of that was not real, and you need to listen to us moving forward. That is what it is. It's brainwashing.
Yeah, well, it comes out as psychological warfare, but I think the psychological warfare they're using is so basic, it's banal. But what really disturbs me is I don't speak to my relatives that often, actually, but when I do, they come out with these phrases which have been implanted in them. Like they'll say, well, we all have to do our bit. We're all in it together. And you think, well, where have they picked this up from? Because they didn't used to say these things. Well, of course, they've picked them up from the media. And then they'll say to you, well, I watch television, but I have an open mind and I watch numerous sources. And then when you ask them for the sources, they'll say, well, I watch Sky TV, I watch RT, and I watch the BBC. And you just don't know what to say at that point because there's nothing you can say. And when you say to them, well, they're all basically propaganda, then that's a generalized statement which doesn't really work because then they'll say, well, you just follow these conspiracy theories on the internet. And they'll go to this kind of extreme of saying, well, if you found it on the internet, it can't be true. And this is a sort of default position that they had in the UK a few years ago when you were trying to argue things, especially in law. They'd say, I suppose you got that off the internet. And I'd say, well, so are you telling me that Halsbury's Laws of England is not on the internet? And it's gone again. I don't know what that was. Maybe we're being infiltrated. However,
that's an advertisement, does it?
No, I don't think so, because it's gone quiet again. And I don't think it's time for a break yet. I'm not sure, actually. It's only 20:44 in the UK. Yeah, okay, so we're still on air. That's fine. And what were you going to say, Kieran? Were you going to respond to that? Because
I finished the statement.
Yeah.
Some of the replies you'll get from people when you mention masks. This is a classic one. Oh, China have been wearing masks since 2012. All right. Now, the thing that they're missing is, have you ever looked at the respiratory problems in China? Have you ever looked up the percentage of people having serious respiratory problems, cancer, all of the above? Now, we have big pollution in China. It's very polluted. There's very dirty streets and areas where...
This is the point I was making, Kieran, in that it's totally inapplicable to here, because the reason people wear masks is either because they have an allergy or because it's so highly polluted that they have to wear them. I've spent quite a lot of time in cities like Kathmandu, and on certain days, even I've had to wear a mask. I don't want to, but because of the particulates in the air, you actually feel physically sick if you don't. Now, we're not talking about that level of pollution, and I think because we've been so mollycoddled, really, in the West, in the UK, you'll get people talking about how polluted London is. London is not polluted at all. There is almost zero pollution in London. And the whole point of the pushing of the narrative of the Agenda 2030 program to get the cars off the streets and to get electric cars, which are of no use, and restrict people's travel, is by this promotion that there is indeed so much pollution. Now, anyone who walked out of the 1950s in London would be laughing and asking where the pollution actually was, because you can't find any. And these lobbying groups are saying, well, our children have a right to breathe. And they're the very same people who'll be putting masks on them before they go to school. It's incredible. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, have you ever seen Ireland? Have you ever seen my country? My country is very, very rural. There are a few big cities. They call Dublin the Big Smoke. But in terms of small towns around, filtered around the country, we're very rural, we're very clean, the air's fresh, there is no need for a mask. And the people that are wearing them are doing it out of fear from the mainstream media, and it's absolutely devastating to watch. Mark, I'm seeing people and shops wearing a mask and wearing a visor over the top of the mask.
I know. I've seen it.
People stand and serve me. You know, in the shops, Mark, in the stores, we're in the store, they're standing behind a big plastic shield, right?
Yes.
And I ask them, why are you wearing a mask? Oh, because to keep you safe. But what about the big shield in front of you? It can't get past there. Oh, but I have to just keep safe. They don't see logic whatsoever. There's no logic.
No, it's really quite disturbing. I mean, I live in the country, and I watched someone walk past today. I live near the sea, and they had a mask on. We're out in the middle of nowhere, and that is quite incredible. I mean, you see these people shuffling around with them on. What's interesting is that I've not really been confronted in any shops apart from the other day. I went into a sort of computer shop, and the fella put his mask on and came and said, have you got a mask? He was kind of genuinely shocked. And there is this kind of reaction, isn't there now, that this thing hasn't been going on that long, but people are looking at you as you're some kind of leper if you haven't got one on in some places. I find that really quite strange.
Mark, we are in, since March, this has been going on since March, and the people still don't get it. If they can't get it, folks, we're in big trouble. However, when we build a community around our own communities, we will see people coming in, because it's clearly falling apart. We're clearly seeing less people getting sick. And for example, where I'm from, one person died out of maybe 25,000. Mark, you know what age he was? He was 86 years old. He did not die of COVID. They said he died of COVID. Can I tell you something very frustrating? Last week, a young guy died. He was 17 years old. they put in the paper that he died of underlying issues related to COVID, right? His father came on the BBC and he told everybody, do not listen to the mainstream media. His son died of heart failure. He was very sick. Now, this is the sad part. The week before, he was tested negative for COVID-19. 2-3 weeks before that, he was tested positive. He missed his appointments with the hospital because of his positive test, and he died waiting on his appointments. That is why he died, because their bullshit narrative kept him at home. He couldn't get the medical treatment he needed.
We'll be back after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. Today we're having a great conversation. As usual on RBN, do take a look at the website, windowsontheworld.net. Help us out if you can, because we're becoming endangered in the UK. Maybe we should become a registered charity. No, that's not going to happen. But we do depend on the support of our listeners. And isn't it interesting how many listeners are actually starting to come to us. We're talking about this in the break, and I find a lot of people contact me now and they're asking me for advice. Well, I can't really give advice. All is I can say is that don't get distracted onto issues of no importance or go down dead ends or do things that are not going to work. And when they tell me what they're doing, sometimes I know what they're talking about will not work. Not because I'm being negative, but because I've been looking into this for a long time. And a friend of mine turned up yesterday, actually, and was giving me some information. And I went into a long history of some of the people that she mentioned as being reliable sources of information. And she was a little bit shocked at the end of my rant, which wasn't really a rant. It was kind of an infotaining kind of summing up of the last 15 years and how people go around in circles. So I think the main thing here is that people understand what they're actually meant to be doing and why they're doing it. And there's a big problem with that in England. And I like the way you're doing things in Ireland. So I'd like you to finish up, Kieran, give us something positive that's happening over your side of the water.
Well, this is going to be a bit outside the box, Mark.
I hope so.
we see this as a spiritual war. We see this, when I say spiritual war, I mean the quantum that we're living in is using the entities outside of the quantum to cause all this pain and suffering. Now, the way to get out of that is to be spiritual, ground yourself, start meditating, start wearing the healing crystals, and think positive. You can think up your own reality. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. So I think people need to start speaking up, speak your truth, and start telling people what's really going on, because the truth will come out at the end. But if you stay spiritual, believe in yourself, believe where you're going to go, believe the outcome is going to be positive for you, you will make your own reality. There's no doubt about it. My life has changed, Mark, dramatically since I met these people. And we are all thinking the same way. We all have the same focus. We think outside the box all the time. And we're all happy. We're content in ourselves. We're not afraid. And hey, who cares if Biden wins, if Trump wins? It doesn't matter. We make our own reality. We think it up and we act. Just keep acting and keep telling the truth, folks.
Well, that's a great little way of summing things up. And I've been working along those lines for a long time, because this does indeed work on a number of levels. What I tend to do with people, Kieran, and what you do, I think also, is you work on a practical level. From both Northern and Southern Ireland. I'll be back on Thursday.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.